Paula Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In the world of feminism, abortion is sacred. The National Organization for Women has passed resolution after resolution claiming that abortion is a fundamental human right. That's a bold claim if you look at the history of abortion laws in our country, as I do in my new book called Who Killed the American Family? Abortion was traditionally illegal in the United States. Only in the 1960s did a few states, one by one, start to change their laws. Even then, states moved slowly to make changes. The New York legislature passed an abortion on demand law, but then revoked it 2 years later, although Governor Nelson Rockefeller vetoed the repeal. Voters in North Dakota and in Michigan rejected pro-abortion laws in landslide referenda during the 1972 elections. The following January, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Roe v. Wade that states could not prohibit abortions. In his dissent, Justice Byron White observed that nothing in the language or the history of the Constitution supported that decision. We know that the Supreme Court decisions in Roe v. Wade and a later ruling called Planned Parenthood v. Casey have been catastrophic for millions of the unborn. Less well known is the damage done to other members of the family. Thanks to the tortured logic of the Planned Parenthood decision, states cannot even require women to notify fathers that their own baby is to be killed. Now that the decision to give birth has become a decision for the mother alone to make, some men see little reason why they should provide for, care for, or support the child. Abortion on demand has played a key role in weakening the American family. Abortion is an act that was banned for most of our nation's history, takes a child's life, and damages the life of the parents. Only feminists could call this a fundamental right.
The destruction of the nuclear family has left Americans turning to Big Brother government to provide health care, education, babysitting, and an erratic moral compass. The new book, Who Killed the American Family, exposes the forces that orchestrated this disaster. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER20. 2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. And you are with us on the 16th day of December, 2014. Am I the only one? It's not beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Gerald Celente coming up at the bottom of the hour on today's program, first hour. And I wanted to tackle this for quite some time. It's been all over the news. And torturing, and what is torture, and how well does that work? Well, if you want to go by the Geneva Conventions, I think we have pretty much gone well above waterboarding or sleep deprivation. You know, little inducements to get people to talk. And I am going to vet this out in the second hour today, pretty thoroughly. There is a gentleman that, and in that hour, next hour, I'm going to play you a clip from one of these contractors that worked for Homeland Security, NSA. And he stated what I've always known. That ISIL or ISIS, totally phony baloney. And we were the first to report this, that ISIS, these terrorist group, as they're so called, you know, this is the new terror group. This is bigger and badder and more well-funded than Al-Qaeda ever was. And Al-Qaeda was originally the Mujahideen in Afghanistan that were funded and armed and equipped and trained and handheld to go fight the Ruskies. You remember, it was Afghanistan is the Russians' Vietnam. Yeah. There are wars that you should fight, and there's wars that you should not fight. And this endless war on terrorism, They think they have struck a chord that they can continue to build the military-industrial complex out, maintain their... And this is kind of... This has always rubbed me the wrong way. Our empire. If we have an empire, exactly what are we gaining? Good buds and pals with people around the planet? No. At one time, we were the most respected. We were the most revered. We were economically a powerhouse, and militarily, we could just about kick the snot out of anybody on this planet in whatever theater of warfare you may choose. But that wasn't good enough. And what have we netted off of our supposed empire building? A big, fat debt and a whole lot of dead people. I would play a clip here. This is ironic because Obama is a pretty glib guy. When he's on a roll and he's in a good mood, hey, he doesn't need the teleprompter to sit there and just kibitz back and forth. Well, Monday, yesterday, at the Joint Base McGuire-Dix-Lakehurst, yeah, try saying that three times fast, in New Jersey, during an address to the troops, Obama made a joke that the troops are like Santas in fatigues. And it is amazing. That joke did not go over well. Not in the least. And he got a little chuckle because he mentioned the C-130s and being a little bit more efficient than the Santa's sleigh. Here is the clip.
During the holidays, we can gather with family and friends because you're willing to hug yours goodbye and step forward to serve. After a long day, we can come home because you're willing to leave your home and deploy. We get to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and holidays, go to soccer games, go to dance recitals because you're willing to miss those of your family. We're free and safe and secure over here because you're willing to serve over there. That's the noble spirit of your sacrifice. That's the selfless character of our military. Those are the precious gifts that you give America, not just this time of year, but all year. Every year. You never stop serving. You never stop giving. You guys are like Santa in fatigues. Although, I'll bet one of those C-130s is a little more efficient than Santa's sleigh. I figured I'd get something out of our guys on that.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to be...
Yes, they're so enamored with the job that they're doing. Now, let me just back up here for a second. Obama said that we are...
I promise not to get...
Thank you for killing the pot after the clip played. you notice we have less and less control over anything on internet, from pop-ups to continual whatever chatter. At any rate, he said that we are free and safe and secure over here because you are willing to serve over there. How does that work? You know, we're coming up to break. How much? Minute to break here? Okay. Because I've been thinking about this all morning. And it is now off the plate. Remember when polls were going fast and furious and, well, the American people were tired of this 13-year endless war of destabilizing, toppling, and then rebuilding governments only to see them in one hellacious, worse shape than they were before. And it's rather fascinating to me that we had no real justification for even going over to Iraq. The propaganda machine cropped up, It was firing fast and furious, hour after hour, 24/7. He's an evil dictator. He's killing his own people. And that we have to stop Saddam Hussein. He poses a threat. To whom? They don't have any missiles. They don't have any nuclear weapons. But we went into Afghanistan, and minimally, ladies and gentlemen, we, this country, and our supposed coalition forces was just for a little bit of show and no-go. The United States has been responsible for killing over 1 million Iraqis, half of which, 500,000, have been children. We'll continue this on the other side. We'll be gone for three. Stay tuned.
Woo, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
So just days after September 11th, 2001, we had passed the USA Patriot Act because we were under imminent threat. They floated the story that Saddam Hussein, or I'm sorry, not Saddam Hussein. Osama bin Laden had engineered the attack on 9/11, which we know to be false because At that very same time period, Osama bin Laden had actually died from renal kidney failure. That is a fact. So just days after that, we start beating the drums of war. And these damn terrorists, we don't know exactly, but we're going to start with Iraq. Oh, because he had weapons of mass destruction. That was already in the hopper. That was already cooking. We had many propaganda stories that were running fast and furious. They were aching to get into the Middle East. And we broke the story, I started to say earlier. We broke the story. And of all places, it came from C-SPAN in 1990, where it was actually described, and as I started to say before, that these terrorist groups don't take on an acronym. I mean, they just don't, you know. But they're now, they couldn't decide whether it was ISIL or ISIS, so they settled on ISIS. And that stands for the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. It has been the CIA and the Mossad that have been making many, many problems in the Middle East. And the CIA blinked. About 3-4 days ago, they announced that they were going to stop funding the anti-Assad people in Syria. But that hasn't stopped drone attacks there. War is being waged on Syria. And like President Assad there, and Saddam Hussein in Iraq, and Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, they were no direct threat to this country. They could not launch any attacks in this country. So what we're doing here, we're creating our own enemies. Let me play this clip, Dan. Get set there. This is former CIA contractor Stephen D. Kelly. And he says that the ISIL or ISIS terrorist group is a complete fabricated enemy created and funded by the United States.
Source, Beyonce and Jay-Z were the last to leave.
I don't know what that was. Wrong pot. There we go.
Michael Clifford brought a huge teddy bear.
Hold on 1 second. That is not what's supposed to be playing there. I see.
Sleep.
No, just hold off for a second. That's the wonderful world of the internet now. You can't play any clips without something barging in there and playing on top of it. Well, I'll play the clip next hour. I'll just tell you what the doggone thing says. Kelly said this is completely a fabricated enemy. He said in a phone interview with Press TV from Anaheim, California, August 29th. It's a dated story, but relevant. The funding is completely from the United States and its allies, and for people to think that this enemy is something that needs to be attacked in Syria or Iraq is a farce, because obviously this is something that we create, we control, and only now it has become inconvenient for us to attack this group as a legitimate enemy. He made the remarks as U.S. President Obama is under pressure to seek congressional approval before expanding Washington's military air campaign against ISIL targets from Iraq into neighboring Syria. The Pentagon has already launched at least 100 airstrikes on ISIS positions, and keep in mind, this is August, folks. It is now December. These positions in northern Iraq since Obama authorized the use of force against the terrorist group earlier this month. The White House insists it does not need explicit congressional authorization for these operations because they are intended to protect American personnel and interest inside an Arab country. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest said Monday that Obama will not hesitate to use his authority to keep America safe but added that the president was committed to coordinating and consulting with Congress on a decision to hit ISIL targets in Syria. If you want to get to the root of the problem and remove this organization, the first thing they need to do is to remove the funding and take care of entities responsible for the creation of this group, according to Kelly. I believe that this ISIS group would probably go away, would be easily defeated by the armies of the Syrian president, Bashar Assad. But you see, Mr. Assad has become an enemy of the United States exactly for what reason? There is none. There is none. So here we go. Congress is actually talking about, we had no war declared. And when you kill a million people in a country, ladies and gentlemen, I think that's pretty much any way you cut it. That is war. And we had no mandate. We did not declare war to go into Iraq. We just didn't feel the need to. But there we were. Over a million people dead, thousands of servicemen, trillions of dollars later. Where are we at? In a more destabilized Middle East. And it's not going to stop. We are creating our own enemies. First, we build them up. We fund them. We train them. We cause dissension. Groups pop up, vying for power. We destabilize governments. And you see the result of it. So now Congress wants to declare the eternal war. They want to declare war now on an ideology or an idea. They want to declare war on terrorism. In the meantime, I don't have to tell you that the world's economies in the developed world are melting into the ground. And we have better things to tend to rather than scraping human bodies that have been turned into human confetti off of sand dunes and bricks and putting them in body bags and doing mass burials. There is no moral compass anymore. There are no ethics left. But the propaganda machine and the war machine grinds on. And you all know me. I'm not a weak sister. And I'm certainly not a peacenik. Punch me in the eye, I'm going to punch you right back. But I'll do it from defense, not offense. Next hour, I'm going to get into more of this. We'll take a break here, and I'm sure I'm sure Gerald Celente has been rather fascinated by the last couple of days' happenings in the world markets. We'll get his take right after the bottom of the hour break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Micro Plant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Micro Plant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are back. Gerald Salente from Trends Research. Buongiorno.
Buongiorno. How are you?
A lot better than the world's markets are right now.
Boy, today is one to watch. First of all, over in Asia, the Nikkei index has been down over 2% each day since the new election happened on Sunday. So Abe got reelected, of course, and the markets are down 4%, over 4% in 2 days. And then during the morning sessions and going into the afternoon, the European markets were down, you know, between 1.5% to 2.5%, and they closed up. And then the Dow was down. It was up over 100, you know, up and down, and then it closed down 112 points. So the volatility levels here are they're quite extreme. You're seeing in Greece last week, last Tuesday, the market was down over 12%. Then you're seeing in Russia the same thing happening. Their markets are collapsing, as the ruble is. So there's a lot going on, and then of course the war drums keep beating louder and louder in the background. So, you know, this isn't a Christmas season of peace on earth.
It's anything but. The interesting thing is, and you wrote about this. I had heard, Gerald, I couldn't believe my ears. Now, generally, Fox News, by the uninitiated and the unwashed out there, is kind of looked at as being the conservative place to go. Well, compared to MSNBC, I guess that would be the case, but that's the neocon network. But a couple of weeks ago, Gerald, I'm listening, and there's some babe, some talking head on there that says, well, look, you know, some people might not have a lot of money for Christmas, but if you wait till the day before Christmas to go do your Christmas shopping, and she made some sort of sick joke that, well, you might be up all night wrapping presents, but you'll be able to get 70% off on stuff. And I was just flabbergasted that she had she just had the cojones to say that. Now, you wrote a piece here on discounts and what do they mean? And slow spending is driving deep, deep discounts. What's your take on this?
We launched the, first of all, we had a conference here a week ago Saturday, and we had about 70 people came, and we had, you could get it online, by the way, you could buy it $50 for 5.5 hours of top trends for 2015. It's recorded, and a really high quality job. And one of the trends that we launched was price wars, and of course we sent out, you know, the top trends for 2015 over a week ago. And that was one of our top trends. What's going on with the oil markets? You know, people want to make a conspiracy about this. And, you know, at first I thought, boy, you know, they're punishing the Russians. No, it's bigger than that. It's demand. And we've been on top of this since middle of June, when oil prices peaked at $115 a barrel, and then it started sharply declining. And you know, every evening as part of the subscription, weekdays, we do trends in the news, and we cover gold, oil, and the markets. And I'm saying this isn't right. You know, we're going into the peak driving season, and oil prices are declining sharply. So yes, there's a lot of supply out there, but demand is off. And it's not only off on oil. It's off on copper. It's off on corn. You know, you could buy a ton of rebar, reinforcement rod, over in China, cheaper than you could buy a ton of cabbage. There's so much extra product out there, and demand is falling off the cliff. Demand is down worldwide. There's a between recessions and depressions and slowdowns. So when you keep putting it all together, there's way too much product out there, whether it's in the commodity line or finished product. So that woman was saying, she's 100% right. Price wars, that's one of our top trends for 2015. And we called this a while ago. You can see it adding up. Look at housing. You know, the numbers came out today on new housing for single family. It was up for multifamily because people can't afford to buy houses. And we're talking about, they have not raised interest rates since 2006, and they can't prop up the failing markets. China, listen to this number, over 70 million, that's right, 70 million luxury apartments are vacant. You have entire cities that are empty, that they built. It's the same kind of Ponzi scheme, different name with a Chinese accent on it. And the same thing going on in Europe. I mentioned, look, the Bundesbank came out, oh, they downgraded their growth for Germany in the second quarter. One after another downgrade. I mentioned Greek markets going down over 12%. You look what's going on in Venezuela, Brazil. Add up what's going on around the world, Thailand. Name the country, it's either in depression, recession, or going over the edge. And at the same time, they're all lowering interest rates where they're in trouble in one way, or in Russia,
right.
They just increased the interest rate from 10.5% to 17% in one day to protect the ruble.
Oh, but so, the news stories today were, oh, geez, look, the ruble is collapsing in Russia against the dollar. That was the storyline they were putting out, and I know exactly why Vladimir Putin and the boys over there did that. It's the same damn thing that we did back in 1979, 1980 in this country. We jacked the interest rates up to 20, 21% because inflation was going crazy.
And it's a war against Russia. Sanctions are an act of war. Why doesn't anybody call it what it is? They're all afraid. We declared war against Russia. And the sanctions are hurting them. There and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who you well know, you know, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Reagan. I just got off the phone with him not more than a half hour ago. He's writing the piece now at Trends Journal on the grand manipulation, how the markets are so manipulated. And we were talking about this. This is an act of war. And he's wondering who's behind taking down the ruble. Is it George Soros? He did it. Look what he did to the pound. And or he said, is it the government? And I said, Dr. Roberts, I said, Soros is the government. It's a takeover. Because that's one of our other trends, bankism. It's a total takeover. Nomi Prinz, by the way, wrote that one. And she, of course, is the woman that wrote that great book, All the President's Bankers. So Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is asking, you know, is this thing being manipulated? Because everything else is manipulated. We know the LIBOR rate, the interest rates are manipulated. That's not conspiracy. It's a fact. We know the Forex markets are rigged. That's the currency markets traded at 5.3 trillion a day. That's rigged. Not a conspiracy theory, a fact. The only difference is that those criminals don't go to jail. Only we do. You know, they punish the powerless and the powerful get a free ride. So when you're putting all these things together, 2015 is shaping up to be a real game changer. I mean, this thing is, if this keeps going, eight shopping days left at Christmas? And you have all this market volatility? This thing, we saw what happened with Black Friday. Retail sales were down 11% rather than going up 4.1%. Yeah, they made some of it up on the internet, but not enough. If this thing keeps going, you're going to see the bottom fall out of retail.
Well, and Vladimir Putin's deal was that he had NATO parked all around his country, and he did not want this. But the difference now is that we're looking at the European Union, and that is falling apart rapidly. And deals have been done. Oil deals have been done from Russia. Pipelines are going in for gas. They're doing what they have to do over in Russia to survive. And it wasn't this whole thing with Kiev and the government there, the puppet of the United States. Vladimir Putin saw through this. He does not want to tangle with the United States. He does not want to create World War III. What he wants to do is try to patch the economy up from the world's bankster gangsters that they have wrought in every established and every economy on this planet, Gerald. He's trying to survive, and he's trying to take care of his own people in Russia, and the only thing we want to do is keep prompting war. Let's take this break. Gerald Celente is my guest. We've got him for another segment here. Trendsresearch.com is the website, and his endeavors, particularly, is Trends Journal. We'll be right back.
Must come down.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Well, I would say pretty much the swan song for the dollar is now in full swing. I can hear it right now. And, of course, we had the Bretton Woods Agreement, everything tied to oil, everything had to be sold in a dollar. That's the big bad boy on the planet. That's the reserve dollar. Well, not anymore. And Gerald Celente, I'm now starting to see cracks in the dike here. Of the smaller energy companies out there that have been floating a lot of junk bonds. And I think we're going to start seeing a lot of the smaller players out there up and disappear rather rapidly.
Well, it is happening already. They just closed down a pipeline deal that was supposed to go from North Dakota to Oklahoma. And the talk, again, it goes back to price wars. Normally the Saudis and OPEC would be cutting back on production. But they know that if they cut back, the slack's going to be made up by the other players out there. So they're driving the price down because fracking, particularly coming out of Canada with the tar sands, it becomes uneconomical at these kind of levels.
That's right.
So today a story just came out. We're looking at $1 trillion worth of deals that aren't going to happen. And then you start looking at the junk bonds. An estimated 20% of the junk bonds in the U.S. are energy related. So who's going to pay for these things? So this is kind of like, you know, this is a housing bubble crisis. You know, it's along those kind of levels.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look, for example, the deals that were made by, you know, General Electric bragging, you know, how much money they were spending in buying up companies relative to fracking, and it was in the areas of the, you know, the $15 billion, $18 billion. So now all of these assets are declining very rapidly, and again, you're going to start seeing one after another go out of business. And there's another problem again, because all these things are connected. Already they're passing this fracking fluid throughout the country on rail systems that are third world. Anybody that's been in another country overseas know how dilapidated our systems are. So they're putting no money into them now. You think they're going to put any money into the systems as the prices go down? Absolutely not. They'll keep stretching it, and then you're going to start seeing more and more volatile accidents that are going to be very deadly for communities. So when you're looking at this, it's much bigger than just the price of fracking fluid. It's the price of what it's all going to cost us in so many ways. And another study came out today, very interesting, from a government agency, that if oil prices stay below $50, $60 a barrel, do you know how much the grand total that we the people will save as families?
Total
of $550.
Yeah.
That's no dough.
Yeah.
That's not real money anymore.
That's right.
So it's not going to pick up in the retail end. And when you go back, you know, John, I made my name in the business a couple of times that really I really hit big. And one of them was in January of 1987. Wall Street Journal ran the story. I predicted the crash of 87, that it would happen before year's end. One of the indicators were falling oil prices. So people want to turn this into a conspiracy theory. It's a demand issue more than a supply issue. Yeah, there's a lot of supply, but guess what? There's a lot of suppliers, I'm saying, of everything. And that's why you're seeing copper, corn, and other commodities at five-year lows. And there's overproduction from shirts to shoes to computers. And that's why you're seeing 70% off day before Christmas Day. So this is very big what's going on. And again, the volatility levels. I mentioned, I finished Trends in the News today. You know, we broadcast it at 8:30 tonight. I finished it at 3:30. When I started at 3:15, the markets were up 40 points. I go back to my computer, they're down 112 points.
And, of course, the plunge protection team didn't have anything to do with that. And I've reminded people, Gerald, it used to be, before the plunge protection team had to take over Wall Street, that you would see the volatility, even in the stock market, they'd have to put the curbs in.
That's right.
But now you don't see that anymore.
You got it.
And
John, you're right on.
Yeah,
you're right on.
And people don't understand. They can't grasp it. Yeah, it's complicated, the economic system and the stock market and all of these things. It's really complicated. Well, that's because they've wanted it that way. But what is blatantly clear here is that employment is not at 5.9%.
Yeah.
There are over 100 million people, one-third of this country now, this country's population, that is taking from the government in one form or another, whether it be food stamps or some sort of governmental assistance, one-third of the country. And they keep talking about, and we're coming up on another election cycle, which, ironically, we're already talking about who's going to be running for the White House in 2016. This continues, and I don't know about you, but let me put my tinfoil hat on. I don't think we're going to have an election in 2016 because we're going to be in an economic crash and a total collapse in this country. And what are they going to run on then? Jobs?
look what happened. Look what happened at the midterm election.
Oh.
74% of the people stayed home. If this happened in Russia, it would have been major news. It barely made the news here. Who are you going to vote for? Which murderer or thief? And I don't say that lightly.
I don't either.
How many more people do the Democrats and Republicans have to kill around the world in the name of bringing freedom and democracy? And how much more of our money do they have to steal in the name of too big to fail and tax breaks for their buddies?
And look what the Republicans are doing. They ran on the platform of, we're going to unplug Obamacare. Now they're talking about keeping it and reforming it.
Again, they're the Bloods and the Crips, they're murderers and thieves, they're liars. How can any self-respecting human being look up to a Pelosi or Reid, a McConnell or Lindsey Graham, an Obama or a Bush? What self-respecting human being would think that these people are more intelligent than they are and know what they're doing? How many more failures do people have to add up before they'll call it what it is?
But yet the wars continue and the funding keeps going for the military and more conquests in the Middle East, while this country is literally, and ironically, you know, matching numbers here. The nation's infrastructure, it is absolutely crumbling.
Well, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah. And Detroit, well, they just kind of came out of an agreed bankruptcy. Well, guess what? Cleveland is now going into one.
All right, here's the number. You talked about the budget, and you talked about war expenditures. This new $1 trillion-plus budget, out of that $1 trillion-plus, $823 billion are going to war, the military-industrial, and cyber-industrial complex. $823 billion out of what, $1.2 trillion? That's the real number. We broke it down. It's there. It's a fact.
And to what
80%
end?
Of every dollar is going toward the military and cyber-industrial complex.
And what exactly is this going to net us, Gerald? I mean, I could see the Republicans wanting to wage a war if they sniffed out a profit. But
they're stupid. They're psychopaths and sociopaths. You're trying to make them seem like these are rational people with a brain between their ears. They're sociopaths and psychopaths. I mean, listen to Dick Cheney. And then they keep putting him out there like this guy has a brain. If I had it to do all over again, I would do it. And the majority of the people are in favor of this torture.
He's literally...
And, oh, by the way, here's a question I have. Where are all of the religions? Where's the Pope? Where are the priests? Where are the Protestants? Where are the Jews? Where are the Muslims? Where are all of the religions coming out and taking a stand on torture? I don't hear a peep from any of them.
No, you don't. Gerald, we're out of time. This segment goes by way too quickly. TrendsResearch.com is the website. Visit it, folks. Trends Journal. Gerald Celente, I appreciate your time. By the way, thanks, Zeke, for me. You got a heck of a guy over there.
Great kid, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Hey, thanks, Gerald.
All right, bye-bye.
Take care. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. And I'm going to dig down into the politics of global secret police forces, CIA, and the whole nine yards. You're going to want to sit down and listen to this one, because I'm going to be revealing a lot of stuff that you have not heard. Well, we've got the Tin Man, the guy that was looking for his heart, Dick Cheney. I don't think he has one. We'll be back.